Well, the Wildcats shooting the ball better percentage-wise from the field, but they trail it by one here, 28-27.
Thornton shooting at 42% from the field, and Peoria 31.3. But they're making it up with their defense. Peoria playing really tough, stifling defense.
Manuel leads it 28-27, 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Class AA championship live from the Assembly Hall in Champaign. Dave Lone along with Al Nudo and Rick Atterbury. All right, Peoria will put the ball in play after the foul on Chauncey Jones. He picked up his third there, and Watson throws it in. They get it into Ivory. Jumper from the free throw line is good.
Nice inbound pass to Ivory.
Darrell Ivory with seven. It's 30-27. Again, pressure from Manuel. Bringing it up is Randall L. Dishes it off underneath. Gets it back in the paint. Gives it to Eli. Eli lost the ball to Johnson. And Johnson outlets to Caldwell. Watson now on the drive. Puts up a shot and shoots it over Eli and scores.
Randall L. is mismatched with Watson. Watson is just too quick for him.
9 points for Ivan Watson, and it's 32-27. With 3.5 to go in the third. Here's Eli dribbling it down the near sideline to Randall L. Tried to shove it underneath to Johnson, who was knocked out of bounds by the Rams.
Last two trips, Randall L.'s been in the paint, had the shot, dished it off, and in both cases either lost it or went out of bounds.
Well, he does not see a lot of playing time, or at least hasn't this weekend. He was in there to give Chauncey Jones a little break after Jones picked up his third foul, but Jones comes back in. Also back into the ball game, Coleman for the Rams, replacing Watson. So Coleman and Caldwell are the guards. Jones inbounds under his own basket to Eli, and Eli was fouled on the inbound play. It looked like Darrell Ivory might have got a hand in there. We'll see.
Coach Hill taking a big risk to put Chauncey Jones back in the game this early, 3:19 in the third quarter left, but he's going to have to do it.
Sergio McClain picks up the foul. Pass down low to Eli, and he spins, puts it up, and scores.
And that's the first time they've decided to take the ball inside.
And it's 32-29. Manuel with a three-point lead, and they have in the front court Caldwell at the foul line. Bounce pass to Ivory, tipped away into the backcourt. And controlled there by Caldwell. It was Herring that made the tip. Caldwell went back and got it, and the Rams keep possession. Caldwell between the rings to Coleman. Coleman, top of the key, drives in the paint, splits a few players, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ivory. The Rams with another look this time down. Coleman, way out top, standing in the block Illinois, printed over by what is normally the Illinois bench. Here in the Assembly Hall, and a whistle away from the ball.
Eli and McClain jockeying for position. Eli gave one too many pushes. Ref saw it, gave him the call.
It's two on Eli, three on the Wildcats. Watson in the game. Caldwell will sit down.
Well, let's see if Watson takes it right to Chauncey Jones, try and draw the fourth foul.
Watson will throw it in. Oh, couldn't get it into Ivory. It was stolen nicely by Eli. The steal results in the break to Ty Streets. Had trouble controlling the pass. Got it to Herring on the right side of the lane. Stripped away from him. Loose ball goes to McClain. Sergio McClain lost it out of bounds, and it belongs to Thornton.
What a sequence of events. I think Herring was really upset when he went in for the layup. It got stripped out of his hands. He thought he got fouled.
Technical foul. On the Thornton bench, Wildcat coach Rocky Hill also thinks that Herring was fouled on that play.
Here's way out of the coaching bench or coaching box. They're pretty consistent in high school about enforcement of the coaching box,
except for the read. Well, you know, in basketball terms, the referee had rabbit ears because he was all the way across the court. And whatever Rocky said was overheard of the 13,000 people in this place.
So Ivan Watson will go to the line and shoot the technicals for Manuel. He hits the first, and then Manuel will have the ball. They lead at 33-29 with 2:28 to go in the third quarter. Next one is also good.
Well, Rick Atterbury's theory on coaching taking a technical is not to take one when your team has the ball. They did the wrong thing, didn't
they,
Rick?
That's right. They did the wrong thing.
That's right. Manuel has it now, and they have a five-point lead after the free throws by Watson. Here's Sergio McLean. As Manuel goes back into that, spreading it out near the top, half-court offense. Dwayne Johnson to Willie Coleman to Sergio McLean. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. This is for the championship in the state of Illinois. Dwayne Johnson back with the ball. Most of the Rams out top, and then they'll cut down low and try and shake free near the baseline.
They're really trying to free up Watson. Watson is working real hard to get Chauncey his fourth foul.
Coleman with 1 foot in the center circle, guarded closely by Ty Streets, passes it off to McLean. 1:35 left in the quarter. McLean on the dribble, backing near the center line. Bounce pass inside for Coleman, and he got around his man Streets and laid it in.
Well, the stall worked perfectly. They got exactly what they wanted, and that's a layup.
12 points for Willie Coleman, and it's 36-29 with a minute 17 to go. Here's a long pass to Eli. They have a 3-on-2, pulling up, taking the jumper is Jones, and he hits it.
That's exactly what a guard should do. Take the ball. If he's got the layup, fine. If not, pull up and take the J.
7 points for Jones, and it's 36-31. Thornton hangs in there with a minute to go in the third quarter. There's a pass to Coleman streaking down the lane. Johnson tried to hit him, but Coleman's defender knocked it out of bounds.
Ty Streets did a nice job recovering.
So Manuel inbounds under their own goal. McLean out on the left wing, dribbles back around the arc, almost between the rings, still to the left side of the court. He's going to get a 5-second call, and that's what it is. Nowhere to go. The Thornton defense tightens. Turnover by the Rams. Thornton with a chance to cut the lead down to three, maybe two.
Peoria almost had that same call the last time down, but they ended up with a good score.
All right, into the game, Caldwell for the Rams and Willie Simmons as Coleman checks out along with McLean. They'll rest him here for the last 43.9 in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Herring. He's guarded by Watson. Herring into the front court. Between the rings. Now works to the right side. Lob pass underneath for Eli. He lays it up and scores.
And they could do that all day. All they got to do is run that simple pick and roll. There's nobody big enough to cover him.
36-33. 20 seconds left in the quarter. 10 points for Eli. 8 here in the third. So they have tried to go to him with Griffin on the bench. 14 seconds left in the quarter. Ivory with the ball. Gets it out to Caldwell. Caldwell on the dribble. Hands off to Watson. 7 seconds left. Watson. Top of the key, Caldwell drives the lane, kicks it off to Watson from the corner, a three-pointer, hits the side of the backboard at the buzzer, and that'll do it for the third quarter. The lead is cut down to three, 36-33. Defending state champ Peoria Manuel leads Harvey Thornton. And we'll be back with the start of the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Championship Night on DWS.
In this busy, hectic world, it's nice to know there's a business that caters to the lighter side of life. Your family's fun and relaxation at home. And that business is Rasmussen Pool and Patio. Serving the area for 25 years, Rasmussen Pool and Patio offers a great selection of pool tables, casual furniture, spas and pools, quality products designed for family fun and relaxation year after year. To escape the hustle and bustle and enjoy precious leisure time with family and friends, visit Rasmussen Pool and Patio, I-72 and Mattis, Champaign.
At Allen's Farm Quality Meats in Homer, they believe in old-fashioned goodness. Lean, tender, flavorful meat that's a cut above the rest. From custom butchering to wonderful cuts of beef and pork, Allen's backs their top quality meat with good old-fashioned service. For quick and easy meals, try Allen's Italian beef, barbecue pork, or sausages. And if you're due for a tax refund, why not stock the freezer with a side of beef or pork? For a difference you can taste, try Allen's Farm Quality Meats on Route 49 between Homer and Ogden.
All right, here we go. Championship on the line. It's time for the fourth quarter, and Manuel leads at 36-33. The Rams led at 13-11 at the end of the first quarter, 25-21 at the half, and once again it's 36-33. Manuel over Thornton. Thornton has the ball to put in play as we start the fourth quarter. And is Griffin in there?
No,
he starts on the bench. The inside man, Griffin, there's a steal. Willie Coleman picks the pocket of Herring, takes it to the basket and scores.
Costly basket. Herring let it get away around him.
And it's 38-33. More pressure from Peoria, but it's broken by Thornton. Nice bounce pass to Eli. He lost it, got it back, put up a shot, and hit it.
Once again, Jones made the good decision, got it into Eli. Easy basket inside.
12 points for Eli, and it's 38-35. Just underway in the fourth quarter. On the wing, Sergio McClain. Pass into Watson. Leans in, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, Ty Streets. And Streets dribbles out of there with the ball. Streaking down the right side. Into Johnson. Puts up a shot, hits it, and he's fouled. Dwayne Johnson apparently breathed on him a little too hard as he went by.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a tough call to make. The referee was on the opposite side of where the basket lay-in was made, and he saw a body between the basket and Johnson and made a call that he thought happened.
Johnson has 7 points, and he shoots to tie it up here. He hits it.
Bango.
Make that 10 points now for Johnson. We're tied, folks, at 38 with 7:05 to go.
Here comes Griffin. Can't wait.
Coleman with the ball. In the left corner. Bounce pass baseline to Sergio McClain. Nice pass underneath to Daryl Ivory. Ivory lays it up and scores. Ivory's got 9, and it's 40-38. Thornton runs it up near sideline. They get it to Ty Streets, middle of the court. Knocked away by Daryl Ivory and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wildcats. And Griffin waits to come in at the scorer's table. And now he enters the ball game with 4 fouls.
6:41 left in the game. Griffin's going to have to play like he has no fouls.
He replaces Dwayne Johnson, who did a fine job spelling him there. Lob pass into Eli. They take it right to the middle, and Eli, working on McClain, picks up the foul. Eli gets to the line, and that'll be 2 by my book on Sergio McClain.
This is going to be their strategy for the rest of the game. Get the ball inside. Poor Rocky, he can't stand up now, you know, with the technical foul. No one on the bench can stand. So he's just watching passively on the bench.
Eli shooting 2. First one is good. 40-39. Manuel leading Thornton. Chance to tie right here. Eli's next one is on the way. That one's around and out. Rebound.
Ty Streets.
He lays it up and scores. 5 points for Ty Streets. And Thornton's back on top, 41-40. 6.5 to play.
Let's see how this affects Peoria's game.
Willie Coleman driving from the right side. Beautiful scoop shot as he drove around players and laid it in.
Not very much. They played it wide open.
16 points for Willie Coleman, and it's 42-41. Manuel back on top. They've got a 3-on-2 break, and Eli takes it to the hole, but's called for the travel.
Spin move. Put the ball on the floor, evidently too late. Good call by the referee.
Manuel leads it 42-41. They have the ball, and Watson walks it up. Watson right of the lane. They left him alone. Took it right to the hole. Put it up. Goaltending by Eli.
Ball was on the way down. He pinned it up against the glass. That is a goaltender.
13 points for Ivan Watson, and it's 44-41. Manuel back up by 3. Their biggest lead, I believe, was 8. Now a trap in the corner, and nice job to get out of it by Carlton DeBose. Takes it all the way to the baseline, rises with a jumper, and he hits it.
Going as hard as he can all the way up and down the court. When he pulled up for that shot, he was perfectly under control.
He's got 6 points, and it's 44-43. Manuel leads it by 1. Watson in the paint. Stopped. Cut off, so he kicked it out to Coleman. Coleman almost lost it. Ty Streets on him. Coleman drives right around him, and another reverse layup for Willie Coleman.
Great job by Coleman using the glass to protect the shot.
18 points for Coleman. It's 46-43. Thornton on the run in the lane. Chauncey Jones, short jumper, no good. Griffith with a rebound. Long pass to Coleman at the other end. He backs up, takes a three, no good. Tip-in is good by Griffin. Marcus Griffin, his first basket of the ball game, and it's 48-43, timeout Thornton. Great job by Griffin. He had perfect position, laid it in. 4:53 to play in the ball game. This is IHSA Championship Night on DWS.
Last weekend, high school basketball frenzy shot into full gear with the boys' Class A basketball tournament. And the News Gazette was there, giving you the best coverage. And this weekend, hoop action is back with the Class AA boys taking the court in their battle for the state crown. Don't miss any of the exciting action as the News Gazette gives you the most complete coverage. The News Gazette can be found at several locations around Champaign-Urbana or look for the green racks right in the assembly hall. The News Gazette has the action.
Honey, have you seen my fishing pole?
It's much too cold for ice fishing. If you're craving fresh catfish, they're biting at Grandy's. Grandy's Catfish Dinner Special includes two pieces of farm fresh catfish, creamy coleslaw, french fries, and a fresh baked roll, all for just $4.19. Once a year, Grandy's offers the tastiest catfish in these parts, sparing you the rod and the reel. Grandy's Catfish Dinner Special, only $4.19. Served anytime except breakfast at Peter Schmidt's Grandy's Marketplace or Country Fair. Hurry in, it's for a limited time only.
Back at the Assembly Hall, Peoria Manual leads Thornton 48-43. Marcus Griffin, who averages 10.3 points a ball game, has been on the bench much of the game because of foul trouble. Gets his first basket with 4:53 to go in the fourth quarter. A little bit more than that. Time has run off since then. But he's only got two, but still impact of the ball game with inside play and rebounding. And Manuel leads it by five. Thornton has the ball as DeBose brings it up and hands off to Jones. Chauncey Jones in the corner to Ty Streets. He's working on Ivory. Kicks it out to DeBose. DeBose with a short jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Got his own rebound and then stepped on the inline.
Worked hard to get his own rebound, followed up on it, and then made the inadvertent step out of bounds.
4.5 to play in the ballgame. Manuel leads it by five. Looking to become back-to-back Class AA champions. And their nifty guard, Ivan Watson, walks it up. He gives it to Sergio McLean, the sophomore. Now to Willie Coleman. The All-Stater drives into the paint, puts up a shot. Missed it, but he was fouled. Looks like Eli will pick up number three.
Dave, I think if you look back last four trips, Coleman's either driven to the basket or taken the shot. Even the shot that Griffin tipped back in was a Coleman shot. So Coleman is the go-to guy right now.
Melvin Eli did pick up the foul. That's five on the team and three on Eli, and it's a shooting foul. So Coleman goes to the line to shoot two. Willie Coleman is a 60% free throw shooter. His team leads it by five with 4:11 in left to go in the fourth quarter. The first one is on the way and it's good. 19 points for Willie Coleman and it's 49-43. Next one is right through. 50-43. No basket, lane violation. Lane violation on Manuel. Wipe out that free throw. And it's 49-43. Thornton with the ball. And again, they face Manuel pressure. Ty Streets almost lost it. Got it to Herring. Now it's pass tipped away by Watson. Watson ahead to McLean. All alone for the dunk.
That Manuel full court pressure is really bothering Thornton right now.
51-43. And now a foul on Ivory of Manuel as he knocked a Thornton player out of bounds on the near sideline. That was Herring going down on the press.
Nowhere near being in the bonus situation. That was only their fifth foul, so they can afford to take one and slow that game down.
Ivory second, and as coach mentioned, just five on the team in the white and orange. And Herring will sit down after being knocked out of bounds. On the run, Ty Streets drives through a maze of players, puts up a shot, no good. And then traveling called as there's a big scrum on the floor after that rebound. Ty Streets got the ball back, but then a travel call, and Emmanuel player is still down after about two players fell on top of him.
Jackson and Streets both landed on him. It's McLean.
He gets up limping, but holds his hand up to the bench, says, uh-uh, I ain't coming out. Coach McLean had a player up off the bench ready to check in for him. Now Manuel wants to take a timeout, and that'll buy some time so McLean can walk it off with 3:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Manuel 51, Thornton 43. And this is championship night on DWS.
At Allen's Farm Quality Meats in Homer, they believe in old-fashioned goodness. Lean, tender, flavorful meat that's a cut above the rest. From custom butchering to wonderful cuts of beef and pork, Allen's backs their top quality meat with good old-fashioned service. For quick and easy meals, try Allen's Italian beef, barbecue pork, or sausages. And if you're due for a tax refund, why not stock the freezer with a side of beef or pork? For a difference you can taste, try Allen's Farm Quality Meats on Route 49 between Homer and Ogden.
In this busy, hectic world, it's nice to know there's a business that caters to the lighter side of life. Your family's fun and relaxation at home. And that business is Rasmussen Pool and Patio. Serving the area for 25 years, Rasmussen Pool and Patio offers a great selection of pool tables, casual furniture, spas and pools, quality products designed for family fun and relaxation year after year. To escape the hustle and bustle and enjoy precious leisure time with family and friends, visit Rasmussen Pool and Patio, I-72 and Mattis, Champaign.
Back at the Assembly Hall, Manuel leads Fortin 51-43 in this AA championship game. Coach, as this game has gone on, the shooting percentages have gone up for
You're
both
exactly
teams.
Exactly right.
Peoria is shooting now 43.5%. They're 20 of 45. And Thornton is 17 of 34, 50%.
The difference is Peoria's got 11 more shots at the goal.
And the fans from both schools on their feet as we get back to play. Coleman inbounds to Watson under pressure from the Wildcats now. And there's a foul right at the midcourt stripe. Carlton DeBose picks up the personal, fouling Willie Coleman. That is six on Thornton.
Well, with 3.5 to go, Thornton finally goes into full court pressure.
The inbound to Watson. He's guarded by Jones. Watson brings it up, bounce pass for Coleman. Coleman beats his man, then kicks it out to Griffin, back to Coleman. Again, Coleman drives into the lane, and he's fouled on the drive by Eli. Eli knew he was beat, reached in, and picked up his fourth foul.
Can anybody stop Coleman?
I don't think so. They're like they're glued to the floor. And they know Chauncey Jones can't stop Watson.
Well, the guards are taking over.
So Coleman goes to the line for the 1-1. He's already got 19 points. His team leads by 8 with 3:23 to go. That's matching their biggest lead. He missed the front end. Streets with a rebound, tried to pass it out, lost it to Coleman. On the floor, he gets it to Ivory. In the lane, Watson. High arcing shot from up close, and Watson nails it down.
How? Great shot by Watson.
15 points for Watson, and it's 53-43, the biggest lead of the night. 10 points. Timeout, Thornton. DeBose was trapped in the corner on a double team with McLean and Ivory on him, and he turned and called the timeout. They probably could have used it anyway to regroup with 3:04 left in the ballgame.
You know, Dave and Rick, every time they get the ball inbounds, they go to the same guy. The same guy gets trapped, and they're fighting a losing battle on this trapping situation. They're going to have to set up some things to try and get the ball up the court quicker, bring a man from half court in, turn and go.
They're throwing directly, you're right. I was just going to say the same thing. They're going into the same corner every time. You got the two corners of the floor to act as a third and fourth defender, so it's like the guy is surrounded by four people.
The Dick Van Cioc era at Peoria Manual was ushered out with a state championship. Will the Wayne McLean era at Manual High School be ushered in with a state championship? We'll know in about 3 minutes and 4 seconds. 53-43, Peoria leads it by 10 over Harvey's Thornton High School. Thornton comes in as the Giant Killers. They knocked off Farragut 24 hours ago. The powerful duo of Kevin Garnett and Ronnie Fields could not get by the Wildcats. Then the Wildcats went on to beat a hardy Rock Island team earlier today. That's why they're here. Manuel edged out Joliet in the semis, and they were big winners over Hersey High School in the quarters. And now there's 3:04 to go in the championship game in front of better than 13,000 here at the Assembly Hall in Champaign. All right, Thornton will inbound along the sideline, but right in the corner with the length of the court to go. They throw it into a double team, Ty Streets, long pass ahead to Eli. They've got a 3-on-2. They get it to Johnson. He lays it up and scores. James Johnson with the basket. He's got 12 points, and a timeout called immediately by Thornton as they cut the gap to 8 with 2:54 remaining. We'll take a break here. Manuel 53, Thornton 45. This is Championship Night on DWS.
You'll find great deals like Schnucks Mac and Cheese. Get 4 7-1/4 ounce boxes for just $1. And Schnucks Skim or 0.5% low-fat milk is now only $1.99 a gallon. You'll also find Meatmaster USDA Choice Boneless Sirloin Steak, specially priced for just $2.29 a pound. And celebrate St. Patrick's with Brookfield Farms Point Cut Corned Beef Brisket, only $1.28 a pound. Some sale items are subject to limits. Details in store. Schnucks, it's how to save, it's how to shop.
If it's time to start the ball rolling on new window treatments, team up with the Mill Drapery Fabric Outlet. They have over 150,000 yards of fine drapery fabrics in stock in all the newest styles and colors. Put the winning touch in your home with an assist from the Mill. Their expert team of design consultants will help you put it all together with custom draperies and Kirch mini blinds. Take a fast break on the competition with the Mill's near wholesale prices and money-saving guarantee. The Mill is located in the Meyer Drapery Center, 330 North Neal, downtown Champaign.
Back in the hall, Dave Lone, Rick Atterbury, and Al Nudo. 2:54 to go. Manuel leads it by 8, 53-45. They'll have the ball, and Thornton has everybody up to pressure on the inbounds pass.
Watch the breakaway now.
Here's the inbound. It's a bounce pass to Caldwell, who's in the game, and then Watson headed along the far sideline, running it up, and he was fouled from behind by Ty Streets.
Well, they're going to have to do that. They're going to keep the clock stopped, let him go to the free throw line. They're not a great free throw shooting team, so hopefully they can trade one for two every time down the court.
Streets with 3 fouls. And at the line is Ivan Watson. He's got 15 points tonight. 2:49 to play. First free throw is good. He'll get the bonus. Watson with the second one on the way, and that's good.
Clutch shooting by Watson.
17 points for the guard, and it is 55-45. Manuel still pressuring with a 10-point lead and 2:45 to play in the ball game. Here's DeBose in the lane, stripped away by Ivory. Coleman with a loose ball for the Rams. Peoria into the front court with Caldwell, and Caldwell was fouled.
DeBose is going to get this one.
That'll be 2 on DeBose.
Foul number 11, Carlton DeBose. That's his second. One and bonus.
And Tim Caldwell will go to the line and shoot the 1-1. He's a 67% free throw shooter.
44, Herring.
Herring back in the lineup. And DeBose checks out.
Number 32, Tim Caldwell is at the line for the Rams.
Caldwell with the front end. No good. Rebound tipped out long. Watson had it and tipped it to his teammate Coleman. Coleman drives left to the lane, and on the drive, he's fouled by Herring.
Well, how frustrating can that be? You get him right in the right position, missing the front end of a 1-1. Ball gets tipped out. Chauncey goes for the ball. Comes right back to Coleman. He's fouled.
2 on Herring, and now Coleman at the line.
Coleman shoots 1-1.
First one, good.
Made him pay.
I've got Coleman for 20. And now he gets the bonus, and it's 11-point lead. No good. High street. Left in the championship game. And Thornton in desperate straits, trailing by 11. Jumper by Jones. No good. Rebound tipped around. Johnson had it. Lost it. And trying to save it inbounds. Chauncey Jones threw it off a manual player and threw it off him hard. And that was McCoy. Where'd he get that? In the
same
groin
place,
area?
Same place they got the weapon. Little time to walk it off, what the officials are giving him, and we'll be set to go here.
2:10 to play. 46-45. Point lead for Manuel in their quest for a second straight Double A championship. Out of bounds. Coleman was trying to hit Ivory, and he lost it out of bounds. So. For the inbound for Thornton. Still a chance. Plenty of time. 2:09. Inbounding to Ty Streets. Driving baseline. Puts up a shot around and out. Fight for the rebound. McLean had it. Lost it. Eli takes it to the hole and he's fouled by McLean.
I don't know how that shot from Streets came back out. It was way down on the cylinder.
Made a nice move on the baseline. Getting all the way up to the rim. Just in and out.
Only 3 seconds go off the clock there. McLean picks up his third foul, and Eli's at the line to shoot two. He's got 13 points. The first one's good. And it's 56-46. The problem for Thornton is they are not, as we mentioned before, a good three-point shooting team. Next one is good by Eli. He's got 15 points, and it's 56-47, a 9-point lead. Manuel has the ball, and they bring it into the front court with Watson. Watson drives the lane, rises with a jumper around and in.
Nice touch.
Wayne McLean's in. Okay, but more time, Nick.
Yeah.
19 points for Watson, 58-47, a minute and a half to go. On the drive, DeBose is able to bang one off the glass and score. He's got 8, and it's 58-49. Coleman runs it the other way. Gives it to McLean. He went for the dunk, and it was blocked by Eli. Ty Streets on the drive. Takes it himself, and he's fouled by Watson.
Good move by Streets. He got it down the court quickly as he could and drew the foul. Stops the clock.
Well, they could cut it to 7 here with a couple of free throws. By Ty Streets. For Watson, 3 fouls.
Notice how well Manuel does keeping the ball in the middle of the floor when they break the press. They do right from blue to blue to blue, right down the middle.
Streets, a 67% free throw shooter, knocks the first one down.
Rick, you are going to be a good coach because that's exactly what you should do in a press breaking situation. Keep the ball in the middle.
You've got so many more options when you do that.
And you can't trap.
It's 58-50. Next one on the way. And Streets hits that. He's got 7 points. 58-51, a minute 17 to go. And immediately the foul as Jones fouls Watson.
2 seconds off the clock again. Putting themselves in a good position if they miss the front end of a 1-1.
4 on Jones. And Watson will go back to the line.
The game's far from over. Manuel's got to convert these foul shots.
Watson eyes the basket, throws it up, and hits it.
Pressure shots by Watson. He's now 5 of 5.
20 points for Watson now. And the second one is on the way. That's good. 60-51. Manuel leads it with a minute 16 to go. They're on their way to a second straight championship if they can hold on here. Eli has a pass stolen away by Coleman. Coleman takes it to the hole, puts up a shot, misses. Ivory with a rebound for the Rams, and he'll take it back out now, and they'll run as much time as they can before the inevitable foul, and it's Caldwell that is fouled by either Streets or DeBose.
It'll be interesting to see the final statistics. I would judge that when you see Thornton's turnovers, that's the difference in shots. They had less looks at the basket.
Streets with the foul.
Thornton had out-rebounded Manuel in the first half by a pretty wide margin. Turnovers were it there, 7-2. And it's going to be more one-sided when this is over.
First free throw by Caldwell is good. Tim Caldwell, that's his first point here in the state championship game. And it's 61-51 with a minute to play, and the fans head for the exits. And next one is missed. Eli with a rebound. Thornton bringing it up. Behind the back dribble by Streets. Bounce pass underneath to Johnson. His shot blocked by McLean. McLean triggers the break to Coleman, who lays it in with a left hand.
Well, that's the dot on the eye. What a beautiful, beautiful play by McLean. He blocked that easy lay-in by Johnson. And looks like Coach Rocky Hill is doing a gentleman's thing, getting the players in that haven't played this game, say they played the championship game.
Timeout, Thornton.
Manuel called off, I'm sorry, Dave. Manuel called off the press at that point, too. Wayne McLean was up, ordering everybody back. And the Manuel crowd was beginning the three-peat chant up there.
Well, they might have a couple of Michael Jordans on this team in the future. There's a lot of athletic talent up there, and it'd be nice to see Sergio McLean get into superstar status, wouldn't it, guys?
It really would. I feel like we've watched him grow up, and I'm hearing rumors once again of these really good players down at the junior high level and in the manual attendance area.
You can imagine a guy like McLean taking over Von Syok's position. Those are big shoes to fill, and he's certainly done it this year.
And you remember, too, that we did not see Marcus Griffin, the sophomore, at his best tonight because of the foul trouble, and he's got some time to grow up and fill out a little bit, too. And they've got freshmen dressing on this varsity roster. We saw Frank Williams play earlier. He's only 6'3", 160 pounds at 15 years old.
39.9 left on the clock. Manuel leads it by 12, 63-51. And now a whole slew of newcomers in the ballgame for both clubs. Walking the ball up for Thornton is number 23, Maurice Scott. Put up a shot, he missed it. Rebound came out to Jeff Walraven. Got it underneath, and the ball laid in nicely by Willie Williams. Willie Williams is in the scorebook, and it's 65-51, 15 seconds to go. Out front with the ball is Denard Eaves. Eaves puts up a shot, bangs it off the glass, and scores. 4-3-2-1. That'll do it. You're 1995.
Well, we still have a tenth of a second on the clock as that pass went out of bounds, and they're going to make them do it.
Oh, man.
If the team's back out on the floor here, somebody's got to touch the ball, then it's over.
Manuel fans get to cheer twice about the victory, one-tenth of a second before the game ends.
Thornton only has three players on the floor.
65-53, Manuel defeats Thornton. We'll be back to wrap it up in a minute on DWS.
The Precor USA factory authorized clearance sale is going on this weekend only at the BodyQuest store. This means terrific savings for you on over $1.5 million of Precor treadmills in stock. And with your purchase of a Precor treadmill this weekend, you'll receive a Precor 718E low impact climber free, a $250 value, or a free Polar Pacer heart monitor. Shop the BodyQuest store in the Market View Shopping Center in Champaign this weekend for state-of-the-art exercise equipment from Precor USA.
In the first women's first quadruple overtime game in NCAA history, Alabama edged Duke 121-120 in an East regional game. Alabama's 121 points is an NCAA women's record for a single game. The previous postseason record for most points in a game was 116, 241 points by both teams also set a record. Ha, you guys are lucky. You didn't have an overtime, or a second, or a third, or a fourth.
No, but we certainly had an exciting tournament, maybe capped off by two great semifinal games this afternoon. Both of them were nail biters. And, you know, you think about this tournament, guys, and we saw Joliet and Rock Island kind of plod through the early part of the consolation game and then really turn it up after that and play well. And Rock Island is just a three-pointer by Josh Elston away from competing in this championship game tonight. And Joliet is just a three-pointer from Bell inbounded it to Mines, didn't he? Mines hits that shot, and we're looking at some different teams out here tonight. But we don't want to spoil it for Manuel, the champs, and certainly Thornton, a great tournament they'll always remember, beating Farragut High School. And they gave it their all, but Manuel is the defending state champ, and they are now two-time defending state champions as they win it 65-53. A quick look at the scoring for the Wildcats of Thornton. They got 13 points from Melvin Eli. 7 points for Ty Street. 7 points for Chauncey Jones. Carlton DeBose with 8 points. 12 points from James Johnson. 2 points for Eric Herring, and at the end, Denard Eaves tossed in a basket to notch two. Your winners, Peoria Manual, well, they were led by Willie Coleman with 22 points. The other guard, Ivan Watson, with 21. 9 points for Daryl Ivory. 4 points from Sergio McLean. 4 from Dwayne Johnson. 2 points for Marcus Griffin. And 2 points for Willie Williams. And it's 65-53. Manuel is a winner, and it's back-to-back, Rick Atterbury.
Manuel becomes only the second team in the tournament history to win back-to-back titles with different coaches. We told you that story about Elgin doing it in 24 and 25. There haven't been that many repeats, actually. Elgin did it then. Mount Vernon repeated in 49 and 50. Rockford West in 55 and 56. The legendary Thornridge teams in 71 and then 72 in the first year of AA. Lawrenceville did it in 82 and 83. East St. Louis Lincoln three-peated in 87, 88, and 89, and Proviso East in 91 and 92. We're talking heavy hitters there. Emmanuel has now joined that elite group.
Absolutely, and they have a chance to come back very strong with some of their sophomore contingency on the floor right now.
And Manuel, the only team that wore the home jerseys this weekend that won a ball game here at the Assembly
Hall. That's absolutely right.
Another little bit of trivia.
And we've had plenty of it this weekend. Awards presentation on the floor. Manuel will get the big trophy. Thornton goes home in second place. And certainly a glorious weekend outside, but a wonderful weekend inside here at the Assembly Hall as Peoria Manuel wins the championship. Thornton is second. Rock Island is third, and Joliet takes home the fourth-place trophy. Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to work with you these past 2 weekends. Rick, this has been, 7 years you and I have been together.
That's right.
A long string of years for you covering the tournament. Let's do it again next year.
I think so. Let's do it right here.
Yeah.
I don't want to go over there to Bloomington or Peoria. I want to do it right here.
And Al Nudo, after your first year at Parkland College, I want to congratulate you on your job with the program there, and I want to especially say thanks for helping us out as a color commentator. An excellent job this weekend. If things don't work out in basketball, look us up and we'll find a microphone for you, okay?
Well, I'll tell you something, fellas. I have a new appreciation for the jobs that you guys do because doing the play-by-play requires intense scrutiny as to what you have to do. Keep track of the time, keep track of the score, keep track of the players, memorizing names. It's just amazing what you guys do. I had a hard time trying to figure out what I was going to say, and you're already down the road. You did a great job.
Well, Al, thanks so much. For Rick Atterbury, Al Nudo, this is Dave Lone saying so long from the Assembly Hall, where Peoria Manual wins the championship with a record of 32-2. Harvey's Wildcats of Thornton bow out with a record of 30-2. Hope you've enjoyed the coverage this weekend. Thanks to all the sponsors, Ed Bond, our engineer, Andy Lowe running the board back home, and everyone else at the station that made this a successful weekend on the airwaves. Thank you so much. Signing off now, this has been IHSA Championship Night on News Talk 1400 WDWS.
Hey, high school basketball tournament fans, whatever you need, Colonial Pantry has a selection you want. Donuts, newspapers, 100% Colombian coffee, milk, bread, beer, pop, sundries, and more. And a great deli section, too, complete with fresh-made ham, chicken, tuna, and egg salad sandwiches. Bring in your game ticket, you get a free regular coffee or fountain drink.
Colonial Pantry.
Colonial Pantry in convenient locations throughout Champaign-Urbana and Central Illinois.